The best Bradford City coverage. Tweet at Pulse2MDL. Pulse 2 Match Day Live with Jason Thornton.
Getting some reaction then here at Valley Parade to, well, it was a hard luck story as much as anything else for City. Let's hear from the City manager, Gary Boyer, who joins us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. Gary, you wanted your players to fight for every point in every minute of the game today. You got that. We just didn't get the result today.
No. First of all, I have to say how fantastic the supporters were, you know. At the end, I made sure I went to all parts of it to thank them, because the support today, as it has been ever since I've been here, has been fantastic. But the way that they stuck with us today, and they could see, you know, like you say, the fight from the players, I think it's clear to see that the work that we're doing on the training ground is then coming out on the pitch. But we're talking inches now, unfortunately, and they're not quite going the right side for us. So that one's really tough to take today. You know, we start off ever so well. I think Jacob Butterfield's score from the well-worked set piece from the corner. And then Powdy should certainly tap it in at the back post. But again, I thought that he did well. Back four did well, bar one moment. And I've just checked the stats out. They've had one shot on goal, on target. And unfortunately, it's won them the game.
Yeah, it's difference. We're solid at the back. We're not scoring goals, which is the frustration.
Yeah, definitely. Because, like I say, we work the short corner, and then obviously we have a great ball in from Billy Clark. Great header from Doyle. It hits the inside of the post, and you're waiting for it to go in the net. A bit like Charlton last week, but unfortunately, like I say, the inches aren't going well for us at this moment in time.
You need the luck, don't you, certainly when you're down there, Gary?
Well, listen, it's the same in any team at any level. You need a little bit of luck along the way, and since I've arrived, I don't think we've had it, you know.
Well, Richard O'Donnell will be a little bit disappointed with the goal.
Yeah. But not just that. From we had the ball in their final third, and we gave it away cheaply, and then from the turnover, I think it was probably the only time we weren't set properly. And even from that, like you say, when he does shoot, you expect him to save that. He's admitted that in the dressing room. But we go again.
You're pleased, obviously, with the solidity we've shown. If you look at your results, we've lost 1-0, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. We're so close to get we're so close, aren't we, to,
yeah,
to getting it
saying.
Right.
You know, take the Blackpool game out of it. The players have responded and competed, and you know, it is. It's really tough today, and like you said, I think that's 4-1-0s, like you said now, and that just shows you how close it is, and we've just got to keep going. I've got to get over this quickly, and they've got to get over it quickly, the players, and then we've got to, you know, keep going now. We've got to keep going. We've got to build on that. We built on it from last Saturday against Charlton, and we're going to keep the work. There's no other solution than keep working and keep going. Anybody that doesn't, they won't be with us. It's as simple as that, you know. We can't feel sorry for ourselves. There's more to come, and I want to give them more, and they've got to give more as well.
Yeah, you get the feeling we've got a group of players today who give absolutely everything they could have done, and that has not been said throughout the course of the season. I know you've not been here for the majority of that, but that has got to be one pleasing aspect for you today.
Well, I understand what you're saying there. Since I've been in, I have to say, bar obviously the backball game, I haven't seen that. So it's what we demand of them. They won't get away with it with me. It's as simple as that, you know. If they think they will, then they're proven wrong, and they won't be certainly here. But they haven't done that, so they've kept going, and we want to improve again, and that's the challenge for next week now.
Pleased to see Sean Scannell back. Had a couple of
brilliant
different ones. You can see he gives
massive
us something a little bit different,
well,
doesn't
he? We've not had it all for 5 months, is it?
Yeah.
And you see the difference that he makes. He
wants
terrific
to go forward and attack. Doesn't he?
Look, he's got the ability to create something in the final third. I think, like, you've seen that already today, and he'll only get better. Hopefully he comes through that unscathed and gets a good another week behind him and goes straight into the Bristol game.
How pleased are you to get your future sorted out as well?
I was delighted. I am delighted. You know, just standing here now with you, look at this stadium and the supporters that we have, and You know, we're going to work very, very hard. I nearly swore there. to give them.
I bet you were swearing a little bit earlier when that goal went in. Yeah.
To give them, you know, the success that they deserve, because, you know, like I say, they were magnificent again for us today.
I know the answer to this question, but what do we do between now and the end of the season?
Oh, look, listen, there's no way. I've just said it to the players there. We've got five games that are winnable games, and we've got to go into that on the back of, you know, the performance from last Saturday to this Saturday, and keep on improving and keep sort of like looking to get better. It's as simple as that for me. You know, we're not going to walk away from it, and that it won't go away. You have to just keep working and keep working and keep getting better, and that's what we'll do with the players. It's simple.